Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At over 360,000 acres burned, the wildfire north of Chico, California, is now the seventh largest in California history. 66 structures destroyed, another 4,200 threatened. No reports of deaths or injuries.
The smoke is still so incredibly thick, you can't see anything in front of you. With all of this ash swirling around, officials say conditions can change at any moment, and the fire can take off again. The fire expected to last at least another month.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. Venezuela. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro controls that country's election council, which has declared him the winner of a third six-year term after Sunday's balloting. The opposition claims it won. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has serious concerns about that vote. A court in Libya sentenced 12 current and former officials to prison terms of up to 27 years for their involvement in last year's collapse of two dams that killed thousands. This is ABC News. Keeping an eye on China, the U.S. and Japan are further bolstering their bond.
We have not lost sight. Indeed, we're resolutely focused on this region that we share.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
For the United States, it's simple. The Indo-Pacific remains the most dynamic and also rapidly evolving region in the world.
The U.S. and Japan agreeing to upgrade command and control of U.S. forces in Japan and strengthening U.S.-licensed missile production there. In a court filing, the Justice Department asserts TikTok is a national security threat.
U.S. officials say TikTok employees have sent significant amounts of restricted user data to each other, storing it on Chinese systems where ByteDance employees in China could then access it. The Chinese government could then require ByteDance to secretly help with intelligence gathering and national security efforts.
ABC's Perry Russen. A U.S. law requires TikTok's sale to a U.S.-approved owner or be banned in the U.S. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Happy Saturday evening across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios in Madison. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we have Dusty Bow joining Terry Barr for an awesome interview, plus Live in the Lair with Mojo Perry coming up next hour. Let's go over to the Sugar Maple stage and do a double dip.
Get out of my way. I can't be late. I gotta be down south tonight. Yeah, because my gal wrote and she said, Nate, get on that boat. We got us a hot time in Nashville tonight. Yeah, we'll see that terrain. It's coming round the bend. Hot time in Nashville tonight. Yeah, here I stand with a Mose right in my hand. Hot time in Nashville tonight. But get out of my way. I can be late. I got a bit out south tonight. Yeah, cause my gal wrote and she said, Nate, get on that boat. We got us a hot time in Nashville tonight. Well, the old mule gray, this is what he said. Well, I didn't understand it, but I sure knew what it meant. There's a hot time in Nashville tonight. Get out of my way, I can't be late. place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar wants to see a new place, and I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. Yeah, well, I tried to change you, but what's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tire of the honky tonking around. My big guitar is ringing pretty low, all tuned up and I'm ready to go. So goodbye, baby. Turn me down. You thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Cause me and my guitar, we're gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach my phone. And the honky tonks have it all sales time. Hey, well, the guitar's singing and they're talking pretty loud. Sure feels good to get away from your crowd. I'm headed south to where I know a gal named Dinah. Hey, and if the creeks don't rise and the winds stay fair, it won't be long until I get there.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. That's Nate Gibson and Friends and Carolina Bound. Hot Time in Nashville before that, a double dip of Nate Gibson and Friends. And Rocker, they're going to be performing at Atwood Fest next weekend here in Madison, and they're going to be on the Sugar Maple stage.
Sunday, July 28th at 4:30, Jimmy, that's true. It's Nate Gibson and the Stardazers, and what an interesting band. And you can go to atwoodfest.com. You can click on some videos if you want to see what's going on with them. There's some other great stuff coming to the Sugar Maple stage. I'm kind of going to scroll up here. We have Live from Mars. They're going to be kicking off the festival on Saturday. And Feastette, who we had right here in the lair, they're going to be 1:30 on Saturday. And then that breaks into the Spine Stealers, Daniel Ullum and Alex Genova, and Rit and Wilder Dietz. And that's pretty cool because, you know, that's sponsored by the Sugar Maple. And then we get to, you know, they come in, and their festival is the very next weekend, right? August 3rd and 4th?
I believe so, yeah.
And they have all kinds of bluegrass music happening there in Lake Farm Park in Madison. And they come out and sponsor our stage. So that's pretty cool. And they book some of the bluegrass type bands at night.
And they're in the Monty's Blue Plate Diner parking lot.
That's right.
The Clyde Stubblefield stage packed up and moved down the road to the United Way parking lot at Atwood Fest. If you're familiar with the Atwood Fest layout. If not, you could go to atwoodfest.com to get all the details. And having Sugar Maple, those guys there, they put on a great festival, a bluegrass festival, and having a stage at Atwood Fest with their name on it is pretty cool, Rocker.
It is.
It's a great partnership, you know.
And it gives us a chance to bring even, you know, more, you know, different bands to Atwood Fest in different genres. In fact, one of them we're bringing in, Jimmy, Candy Cigarette. They're a power trio, three-piece, from Wisconsin here, and I think the oldest kid is 15. and they've been at it for a while. They've been touring for a while. They played up at the Whammy Showcase this year in Green Bay, and they played down at Summerfest, and now they're playing Atwood Fest. These guys are blowing up, and they're, you know,
were they 15. Were they part of Rockonson this year?
Yes, they were.
They were. Okay. Were they the winners?
I don't think that they won this year.
Okay.
But, you know, they've been in it for a while, and I thought that they were great. They have a great vibe to them, and they're just a really fun band.
Nice. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. You know what starts in 2 weeks, Rocker? This is exciting.
What's that, Jimmy?
Packer preseason. The Green Bay Packers kick off their preseason march to a Super Bowl in 2 weeks, Saturday, August 10th.
It's a 3:25 kick Central Time against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland.
Wow. That's pretty crazy to think that's coming up. That means, you know what that means, Jimmy?
Your fantasy football
draft. Fantasy football draft is going to have to be set very soon. I you know, every year you go along, you just kind of forget about it. You know, there's the draft and the OTAs and training camp, and all of a sudden the preseason comes along, you're like, uh-oh, better schedule a draft for fantasy football.
When do the fantasy football league people like yourself start thinking about the draft and who you're going to draft?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you're definitely looking at who is being taken in the real NFL draft early, you know, because, I mean, you know, if there's a gem, you may want to jump on it now, especially if you're in a league that is a keeper league, meaning you keep some of your players into the next season. So you may want to develop those type of players, you know, and then you're going to kind of be looking at, you know, who made the changes in the offseason, maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. Because, you know, last year's superstar that goes to a team that, you know, doesn't have the right people, you know, he may not do as good.
Who's the one player that you want on your team this year, Rocker?
Well, who's the one player? You know, I'd really be interested to see what Josh Jacobs from the Packers can do this year, because he might be, you know, a pretty featured back. And, you know, it's always nice to have a featured back, although, you know, in fantasy football, all those backup running backs that play a lot and get points take points from your guy. But either way, it's always fun to, you know, have somebody who you're rooting for and is on your fantasy football team.
844-967-2789. If you want to talk a little fantasy football this hour, who do you have your eye on to draft? Preseason kicks off in just 2 short weeks against the Cleveland Browns with the Packers. They also got the Broncos and the Ravens on their schedule. It's pretty cool. Packers season is just around the corner. I can't wait. Badgers are coming up too. They open up August 30th here in Madison against Alabama, I believe, Rocker.
Wow.
And that's off the top of my head. I might be wrong on that, but stop the tide. Stop the roll.
Oh, my.
We got Live in the Lair coming up. Dusty Bow joins Terry Barr for an awesome conversation. How about some brand new music from The Situation, or The Solution, excuse me. New music from The Solution. They were in the studio last week for an interview. You can catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking alone. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous businessmen the art of succeeding. And his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My soul went out for a walk, but was stabbed in the back. I told him time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. But then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity, and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My boy.
phone came back from a walk. So you're packing and wonder where you were going and how long you'd be staying. He watched you walk out the door without saying a word. He thought this was the only game you were playing. I saw myself pulled up a chair, lit a candle for you, and then he waited patiently by the window, but you never came back. And my soul won't go walking anymore.
Brand new rock and roll from The Solution from Madison, Wisconsin. The song is called Still Alive. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin until midnight every Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network with the Rogue Electrics.
Gone all back to spot a world lack. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Eleanor Rigby. That was your classic rock block for tonight, Rocker. That was actually, obviously, a cover from Mars Hall. Pretty well done cover, though. I like that particular song. The Rogue Electrics before that with that crazy classic rock sounding guitar. That's off their brand new live album called Circuit Breakers. Check out the Rogue Electrics online and get that album. Of course, The Solution before that, their new music is fantastic, Rocker. Tom from New Berlin, I think, was digging that. He thanked Les Paul for that setup. For that song there. Very appropriate, right? Sure. All right. Max Inc.
Yes.
Thanks, Rocker. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Give us a call or text the show, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got Mojo Perry. He is in studio right now, gearing up for Live in the Lair that's presented by the Aaron Weber Group, presented by Aaron Weber Group, movetomadison.com. Coming up after the Lair, Shane Christopher Neal and the Indy 45 radio show, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene. And then Rob Roberts is in at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Rocker, one more thing about Atwood Fest that we want to talk about is the grand finale over on the Clyde Stubblefield stage with Generation Jones and Joey's Song.
You know, Jimmy, that day starts off with Steely Dan, right? Goes into Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, then the Hungry Williams, which is a jump swing band from Milwaukee, and then Generation Jones, Joey's Song in July. And, you know, we're trying to bring back the Joey's Song spirit, which is Joey's Song is an epilepsy awareness and fundraiser event that happens here in Madison in January. And they get a lot of celebrity guests to come in and play. And they all get together and kind of play a lot of covers, you know, but it's these kind of big celebrity guests that we get to see play together. And I thought, wouldn't this be neat to bring to Atwood Fest, where backstage at Atwood Fest, we have so many local celebrities and musicians. Maybe we can put together that kind of a feel and atmosphere. So we're going to have Generation Jones, which is a band made up of Michael Massey, local rock star, Mauro Magellan, drummer from the Georgia Satellites, Kyle Henderson, bass player from the Producers.
These are all like
Johnny
local,
Marks, yeah. You know. Yeah, right.
Local superstars.
Local superstars. So we have a backing band, and then we're going to bring in guests. And just a hint, a really cool one is Paul Schluter is going to perform with Elizabeth Mary and the whole Generation Jones band. So it's going to be a really special song. You might want to see Paul. Maybe he'll rock something up for this. But so there will be lots of performances all night long with local celebrities filtering in and off stage. And it will be emceed by Chris Kammer.
Nice.
The dentist. The crazy dentist. Guy. Yeah. Right?
That's yep. Awesome. He's funny. He's high energy for sure.
Comedian, a dentist. He's a lot of fun.
So Atwood Fest, get all the details at atwoodfest.com. The Generation Jones closing out Saturday or closing out Sunday night, right?
That's right.
Closing out Sunday night on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's going to be a hoot. Parker Barrow is going to be on the Luther Allison stage.
Boy, I don't know. It's a real toss up of which way to go, isn't it, Jimmy?
It's always a competition. Atwoodfest.com for all the details. Hey, we got an interview with Terry Barr talking with Dusty Bowe in just a couple of minutes. We'll play that. Dusty's coming to Atwood Fest, and he has some great music too. We'll hear that. A couple of vendors happen to be that are going to be at Atwood Fest happen to be Max Inc. radio sponsors, Rocker, and that's Whitekirk Realtors Lake Point.
That's right.
You can let them open the door to your future home. You can visit their office during Atwood Fest on Atwood Avenue. They got a great
free air conditioning,
and they got a great art display in there too. They always support the local artist here in Madison. And they're just darn good people.
A bathroom and maybe even some candies.
Well, don't start a rush at Whitekirk here. If you're interested in the realtor market at all, trying to buy or sell, or just want to see some really cool art in their office, check it out at whitekirk-lakepoint.com. And then Herbal Aspects Rocker will have a booth on Atwood Avenue for Atwood Fest. That's pretty cool. They have three locations now in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online and have it delivered right to your door at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Whitekirk Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Whitekirk shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Whitekirk parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Whitekirk team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weikert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All them times you thought I was fooling around, and I was just drinking with my boys. All them nights I spent without you on the town, I'd still miss the sound of your voice. I'm telling you, baby, I don't want no one else. I don't want no one else. The feeling I get when you walk to the room lifts me off of my feet.